If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome to a new solo episode of the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking all about birthdays and breakups. This is one of those topics that before I started Breakup Bestie, I had no idea. I mean, obviously, I've been through breakups and birthdays have been tough, but I had no idea like how big of a struggle it was and how big of a topic this was going to be on my Instagram and in Q&As and DMs. And birthdays are just a really big deal, especially when we're going through a breakup. So I wanted to make an entire episode all about birthday. How do you handle your birthday when going through a breakup? How do you handle your ex's birthday when going through a breakup? And I also want to point out that this could also be used for other special or significant days, say your anniversary with your ex or anything like that when you're having a tough day. I did do an episode on how to get through the toughest days of the breakup, but this is more about how to handle the significance of your birthday in particular when going through a breakup. So we're going to talk all things birthdays today, what to do on your birthday after a breakup, what to do on your ex's birthday after a breakup, how do you handle gifts, communication, what should you actually do on the day, and just like to start off by validating, it's really, really normal to feel, to have your birthday be really tough right after a breakup. And it's for a number of reasons. It's a lot of it's because when you're in a relationship with someone, you start picturing every birthday being spent with your ex. And it's sometimes one of the first things that you have to encounter without your ex, like the first significant day. You guys maybe had already gotten to the point of making plans for your birthday. So it's just like, it's a big reminder of like, oh, your ex isn't here for something super significant. And it's probably something that you guys had done together in the past. So you're going to have memories flood back of previous birthdays where you guys were in a happy relationship. It's going to be a reminder of future plans that are no longer going to be had because you guys are no longer together. And it's like all you want to do is spend your day with that particular person. So it's very normal and natural for it to be a really tough day. So if we're going to go in kind of chronological order here, I'm going to speak to first the people whose birthdays are coming up in like a matter of weeks. Or if you're someone who like you're already stressing about your birthday and it's in months, let me first start off by saying, don't stress too much about breakups or like birthdays that are way far in advance. I'm recording this beginning of September, and I think this will launch soon hereafter. But last week, I got a DM about someone who was saying that they were already really dreading the holidays with their breakup. And I let them know, like, don't stress too much about it now. Yeah, the holidays are always going to be tough, but like, don't put too much energy into something that's way out in the future. But you can listen to this episode and just gather some tools, and you can. So I think you'll feel more equipped to handle your birthday, but don't start overly stressing about it now if it's a ways out. But let's say your birthday is coming up, you're starting to dread it because you had plans with your ex or you had talked about what you're going to do with your ex. So how should you handle it? What should you do? And the very first thing to keep in mind, and I say this with all things, is do not let plans go to the last minute, if your mind is telling you that you want to stay home and be by yourself on your birthday, you need to fight against that thought, because I can promise you that is the worst, absolute worst thing you could do to plan your birthday, is to not plan and to just assume that you're going to want to be at home alone. Because what's going to happen if we play the tape through, if you are just sitting at home alone, you're going to end up really miserable, and you're going to start feeling like you don't have anybody in your life. You're going to start feeling like you're not loved or cared for, or not, like no one wants to celebrate you, when in reality, it's probably just because you either like push people away who are trying to make plans, or just didn't do any preparation. So what I would do, I would call or text like your closest friends and say, and this is the part, like some of this requires some vulnerability, I'm really, really dreading my birthday, but I know it's really important for me to do something. Could you guys help me come up with something? Could we plan something? And sometimes your friends may be like, yeah, we're on it. Like, don't worry about it. We'll set something up for you. But I think it's important to reach out and say, I want to do something. What can I do? Or like, can you help me plan something? That way your mind won't like be able to get you out of that. So set some concrete plans. If you're someone that, you know, doesn't feel like you have that strong support system, I think it's still important to make plans. Like, this is a great day to either have like a total treat yourself day, where, you know, you start off the day with a massage, or you go do, you know, I've had people in the past say that like they've always wanted to go skydiving, so they picked that day to go skydiving. If there's something that you in particular really have wanted to do, even better, like if it's something you wanted to do with your ex and your ex never wanted to do it, or something like that, like pick something pretty significant that day to go do. So either have like a significant thing that you do, or just a total treat yourself day where you go shopping and get your nails done or get a massage or whatever treating yourself looks like to you. But make sure that there is a plan involved with that. And honestly, the same thing goes for if your ex's birthday is coming up, because, and it's like a little different, when it's your birthday, it's really important that you still put energy into yourself being celebrated, because you're obviously not going to feel celebrated by your ex, and you don't want not being celebrated by your ex to equate to mean you're not celebrated. And I think that's what a lot of people do. Just because their ex isn't in their life, they kind of take it as, no one's here for me, no one loves me, no one's going to celebrate me, when that's really not true. So it's important on your birthday to do something to make it significant so you feel celebrated, even without that significant person in your life. When it comes to your ex's birthday, you still want to have like a plan, and you still want to try to have a full day on that day, but just because otherwise you're going to be thinking about your ex all day, and you're going to be wondering what they're doing, how they're celebrating it, who they're celebrating it with, and our mind can just go to some really, as you guys know, not so great places. So I think it's important either way. You can, you know, tell your friends, hey, my ex's birthday is coming up and I don't know what to do, or I just don't want to be sitting at home thinking about them all day. Can we set something up? Can we go do something? So plans are very, very, very important. And just to reinforce this, you can still make plans on your own, preferably with friends. But I'd say even if you, again, don't feel like you're in a great position in the friendship department, you can still fill your day up with something in that way. So next, let's talk about communication when it comes to going through a birthday while going through a breakup. You guys know, I mean, I talk about this a lot. My number one question I get asked is, should I text my ex on their birthday? My answer is no. And all, you know, for those that haven't heard the story as to why I believe so strongly that you shouldn't text your ex happy birthday. And by the way, so many people pointed out that, I don't even know how to say his last name, Nick Vile from The Bachelor, he just released a book called Don't Text Your Ex on Their Birthday. I don't think he got it from me, but I just think it's funny because, I mean, it is. It's like a very common question, but you should not text your ex on their birthday. And the reason the story for me as to why I discovered that was I got broken up with 2 weeks before my ex's birthday. I had every intention of just sending a text saying happy birthday. I did the thing, which I'm sure a lot of us have done, where you call like as many friends as possible until someone tells you like, oh yeah, that should be fine. Like you're looking for anyone to validate your decision, even though like the 9 people you called before all said, don't do it. So I was doing that thing where I was trying to get someone to tell me that it was okay, that I was going to send him this text. And I actually ended up talking to a guy friend of mine. And actually, funny enough, it was a common friend of my ex as well. And I was telling him like, oh, it's his birthday tomorrow. I'm just not sure if I should reach out or not. And he said like, no, you're not going to reach out. And I was like, why? And he said, Kendra, just think about it. You send the text. What's the only answer you're going to be happy with getting in reply? And it was, I miss you so much. I made a terrible mistake. I've been thinking so much about you. And then he said, what's your ex most likely going to say? And he knew my ex, so he knew this was very spot on. And I realized he would probably just say thank you or nothing, or he wouldn't reply. And at that point, I was like, you're right. I would be completely crushed if I heard nothing. I would also be completely crushed if he just said thanks, because that would feel super cold. So I realized, like, honestly, it's not worth it for me to send that text because my expectations are not going to be met.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? It's important to make sure you're staying connected socially as you're navigating your breakup, but I also know it can be easy to overdo it. And I know it's easy to avoid social interactions altogether and want to isolate at home. The trick is finding the balance that works for you. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. As someone who is an expert of spreading herself too thin with social activities, therapy has helped me a ton with being able to establish boundaries and prioritize which relationships and activities leave me feeling good and which ones are draining. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. Are you looking for a guilt-free way to unwind? Between balancing your breakup, work, and just functioning in your day-to-day life, I know you are under a lot of stress. Breakups mess with your nervous system, cause obsessive thoughts, and make it so hard to just sit with yourself. This is why it's so important to have rituals that allow you to treat yourself in a healthy way. And this is why I love Recess Mood, a sparkling water infused with functional ingredients like stress-balancing adaptogens and mood-lifting magnesium. Life has been very full and stressful for me lately, and as someone who hasn't had alcohol in 11 years, I need something that helps me relax and that can bring me a moment of peace. Lately, my favorite way to do that is sitting on the couch after I put my kids to bed and having either the strawberry rose or the lime Recess Mood. They not only make me feel good, but they also taste incredible too. So whether you're looking for a healthier alternative to alcohol or a way to make you feel more balanced, you deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/heartbreak and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. The last time I went through a breakup, I know my mom was someone I was really able to lean on and get support from. She has always been a rock for me through heartbreak and everything in between. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share an idea of something super special that you can gift to your mom. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Every week, they will email your mom a question, and she can either type out an answer or record one. And at the end, MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, and they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. I gifted my mom this, and it means so much to me that I can not only learn so many of her stories, but also preserve them for my kids and future generations. My mom has already talked about how fun it's been for her to reflect on her past and think about things that she hasn't in so long. It even prompted her to dig up some old photos from when she was in the newspaper for being the only female mail carrier in Detroit in the 60s. So cool. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code heartbreak at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code heartbreak for 10% off today.
And I've led a lot of discussions in polls and question boxes, and the resounding answer is like, even if you do send the text, you never get the answer you want. That's never how it works out. And so, yeah, I think there's the argument of like, oh, I'm just saying it to be nice, which, you know, that's great if you just like want to do that. But I just think it will make it sting because it'll make you realize even more that you're not there celebrating with them. And I think whether or not we want to admit it, we all have an expectation of the kind of reply we want to get with an answer with a text like that. So it's better off to not send. On the flip side of that, if it's your birthday and you have it in the back of your mind that you're expecting a text from your ex, I mean, in past breakups, like I had spent the entire day staring at my phone hoping to get a text from them, and it kind of ruined my whole day because I never got one. So if you're someone who knows you're going to be really anxious and totally ruin your birthday because you're just sitting there waiting for a text from your ex that may or may not come, what I have recommended to people is you block them. That way you know for a fact you're not getting a text, and you can at least like take that anxiety off the table for the day and go about it that way. That's what I would do. I tend to run very anxious, and I know a lot of listeners do too. So just taking that off the table, I think, could make or break the day for you. So, and also remember, even if you don't get a text from your ex on their birthday, does not mean that they have forgotten you. My guess is they're very aware it's your birthday and they're very aware of it, but they're just deciding to move forward, which that's what happens when we break up. Our lives don't revolve around each other's anymore. So as hard as it is, you can't take it personally that you don't hear from them. And we don't need to make it mean something huge. It just is what it is. You guys aren't together anymore, so you're not celebrating your birthdays together anymore. So that's what I would recommend in terms of communication. Now, social media is another thing too, and something it's an interesting trend, and I totally partake in it on my personal page. But there's this new thing now where like if it's someone's birthday, people will make these little tributes to them on Instagram stories. And if you are someone who shares a lot of friends in common with your ex, it may not be a bad idea to stay off of social media for your ex's birthday. It's probably the wise thing to do. You know, back when the last time I went through a breakup was 2015, so we didn't have Instagram stories, and like writing on someone's Facebook wall was a lot more common. So what I actually did was I had my best friend change my Facebook password. That way I couldn't go on for the day, and that way I couldn't see who was writing on my ex's wall and like wishing him a happy birthday, or I didn't have to see photos of how he was celebrating his birthday that day. So that might not be a bad idea, just to stay off of social media for the day. Again, on the flip side, if it's your birthday, I would probably recommend, well, I recommend this to everyone, but turning off like the memories function on your Instagram or your phone, because I'm very sentimental. I love to use TimeHop. So you probably don't want to like go onto an app like TimeHop and look back on past year birthdays when you were with your ex if you still have those photos. So just be cautious of like what you're consuming on the day of your birthday. If you are consuming old photos of you and your ex, you're not going to feel that great on a day that you're already probably not feeling great. So I think if we just accept the fact like, okay, this is going to be a hard day, what could I do to make it better for myself? And then what could I do that would make the day a lot harder than it needed to be? And, you know, engaging on social media, looking back on old memories, that is something that's going to make the day a lot harder for you. So just be mindful with that. That includes like what music you're listening to. We're so impacted by the kind of content that we consume, and even like how you're celebrating. I remember I had a private client I was working with a couple years ago, and it was her birthday. And, you know, she originally had like a dinner planned with a bunch of friends, and like people were bringing their husbands or their boyfriends. And she was like, I honestly like don't really want to feel like a 10th wheel at my birthday. And so I said, reach out to your friends and say, can we please just do girls? Because that would be a lot more helpful for me. So if that's, you know, if your friends have taken upon themselves to plan something, but significant others are included, and you know that's going to make you feel like shit, like voice your opinion and voice how you want to spend that day. You want to, again, like we're starting below level of of a good day. So we want to try to do everything we can possible to make it at least an okay day. And hopefully we can like make it a really good day, but be aware of those kinds of things and how it's impacting you. And then the last thing that we want to cover is gifts. Like, what happens if you have already bought a gift for your ex and it's their birthday? So what I say is like return it if possible and use that money and buy something for yourself. Even if you haven't already purchased a gift for your ex, I've heard of people like take whatever money you were going to spend on them. That includes their dinner and their present, and go do something really special for yourself. If you can't return it, give it to a friend or donate it. Do not hang on to a gift that you were gonna get your ex. And again, same goes for if you know that you were gonna get something from your ex, either go out and buy yourself something, but use that money that you would have either gotten a gift with or given a gift with, and do something really special for yourself. And just as like a sidebar, if you have past gifts from your ex, people say like, well, what do I do with those? It really depends. I think it depends on what kind of sentimental value it holds for you. So I have like two examples. My super toxic ex got me this like really beautiful diamond Tiffany ring. And in my mind, I held on to it for honestly an embarrassingly long time. I think I held on to it. I got it in like 2010, and I don't think I got rid of it until probably like 2018. And I just held on to it thinking like someday maybe I'll wear it. It'll lose its emotional tie to this person. And it never did. And finally, 8 years later, I sold it. So that obviously carries a lot of emotional charge. Whereas I had another ex who got me some stuff from Lululemon. So it was like a gym bag and some yoga pants. That to me like didn't hold a big emotional charge. And I was like, I still have those things because it's not, I don't know, to me it doesn't hold that kind of charge. So you kind of have to decide with that. Is it something that every time you look at it, it brings up memories of your ex? Probably not a good idea to hang on to. If it's something where you've used it so often that it's kind of lost that ability or that control or power over you, then it's okay to hang on to it. But again, just comes down to kind of trusting your gut in those kind of scenarios. So to wrap up, like how to handle your birthday, plan, make plans ahead of time, be honest with people on how you're feeling and ask them to help you create a day that will make you feel a little bit better. Do not reach out to your ex on your birthday or their birthday. Like, no contact is, I think, especially important on significant days because you're already feeling a lot of missing of that person. So reaching out to them on that day, the expectation that you have of how they're going to reply is even greater than just any other day. So practice no contact. Use the money that you would have and treat yourself in a special way. And be really aware of the kind of things that you're consuming that day, whether that be social media or movies, music, or anything like that. And do whatever you can to make the day as good as possible, and definitely do everything you can to not make the day harder than it needs to be. So if you are celebrating your birthday and you're having a tough time, you can always reach out. We actually have like a special group on Healing Hearts Club called Birthdays and Special Days, where you can come on your birthday if you're having a hard time and allow other people to wish you happy birthday and celebrate you in that way. But just because you're not with your ex does not mean that the day can't be special, and also doesn't mean that the rest of your birthdays are going to be tough. You have to remember every first after a breakup is hard. Like, the first breakup is going to be hard. The first set of holidays is going to be hard. But after that, it's going to get easier and easier. And you're going to be like, if you look back on your next birthday of how much further along you are, you're going to be stunned. So just remember, like, this pain isn't going to last forever. And next year, you're going to be in a much different position. So I will see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.